Hey, it's Eli Campbell. In our Common Folk in the Boat series, we highlight the fact that the Yampa Valley attracts some of the best in their respective fields. Well, March 1st through 3rd, 2024, the Yampa Valley is going to be playing host to some of the best bluegrass musicians as well. And we're excited to have an opportunity to chat with a few of them before and while they're in town. This is our Common Folk spin-off, Winter Wondergrass Folk in the Boat.
Eli Campbell here with you. Happy to be joined this morning by Sam Walker of Clay Street Unit. You know, we typically do the Common Folk in the Boat podcast series where we're interviewing the people of Steamboat Springs. This is kind of an offshoot of that as we lead into Winter Wondergrass coming to Steamboat here March 1st through 3rd. This is going to be the Winter Wondergrass Folk in the Boat because we've got a lot of incredible musicians coming to Steamboat Springs and Clay Street Unit being one of those bands. Sam Walker, how are you doing?
Doing well. Appreciate you having me, Eli. Hope your President's Day is going well so far.
Been great so far, and I really appreciate you taking some time here to chat with me. Now, you guys are based out of Denver, but you originally are from Montgomery, Alabama. Start by asking a question that I feel like you have kind of a unique perspective on. Bluegrass music obviously has some strong southern roots coming out of the Appalachian Mountains and spreading from there. And it's a type of music that speaks to people of the South, but obviously incredibly popular here in the Rocky Mountain region as well. You look at some of the amazing bands that have come out of just the Rockies of Colorado, let alone spread beyond that. What do you think it is about this genre of music that connects so well with so many people who maybe don't have as much in common culturally from where they come from, but can connect through this music?
Yeah. You know, growing up in that part of the country, it's kind of, you know, embedded in the history of Appalachia and everything like that. And then moving out here, I was kind of shocked at how popular and how big of a deal it was in the scene out here. And I really think it's, you know, at its core, bluegrass is, you know, roots music. It's kind of got a universal feel to it in that it talks about, you know, relationships, love, growing up, family. You know, a lot of it's church oriented. That early stuff was, you know, a lot of based around the gospel. And I just think it's a lot of things that everyone experiences in their life and everyone can relate to. And especially, you know, the similarity between the South and being out here, everybody likes to have a good time. And, you know, when that, the music gets going and the beats per minute pick up a little bit, everyone seems to want to dance, and bluegrass really brings that together as well. So it's been really cool getting to move out here and learn about the history of Colorado bluegrass and get to kind of be exposed to that scene.
Nice. Yeah. And from Alabama, you moved to Denver, and the way that I saw the story is you met a banjo player and eventually you got enough guys together to create Clay Street Unit. But was it as easy as that? How easy was it for you to find a group of musicians as you were kind of new to Denver to play and pick with in the style of music that you wanted to play?
No, and you put it like that, it sounds a lot easier than it was coming to fruition. You know, I moved here back in 2016, early 2017, I think. And for a while was just, you know, hanging around the house, picking guitars with people who'd come through or who were in town or who we met out, you know, around at different concerts and stuff. And then all of a sudden I met, you know, now one of my best friends, Jack Klein, who plays five string banjo with us. And he came over. We were at Zuni Street Brewing over in Denver, downtown, and he came over and ended up picking with me all afternoon, booked a gig the next week. And then we just both really wanted to have something we could, you know, share with people. And the next thing you know, we had a buddy on bass who wanted to join. And then the pieces kind of over the next, you know, 12, 18 months fell in place. COVID happened, so we had a lot of time to kind of feel everything out and, you know, start softly, which was, you know, really a blessing more than anything to, you know, no expectations, see if everyone works together, add members as it feels like people would fall into place and be a good fit. And luckily, you know, we found six members who really gel together. We have a great chemistry and have really built the music together. And it's been a whole lot of fun. It's been different periods of time with different numbers of people, but now we've had the full lineup for a little over a year, and it feels great to finally, you know, be able to push forward and really refine the sound together.
Yeah, and just a little over a year, you guys are still a relatively young band. And yet I saw a list that was published last fall that was kind of speaking to newcomers to bluegrass music, saying, if you've heard of Billy Strings or Molly Tuttle, check out these different names. And on that list were people that you would expect. It was, you know, Green Sky Bluegrass, who headlined last year's Winter Wondergrass. It was Infamous String Dusters, who are headlining this year's Winter Wondergrass. And then, of course, Clay Street Unit was on that list as well. So what's that ride been like, going from a group of friends just kind of picking together to being on a list like that in such a short period of time?
You know, first off, I want to say, you know, being on a list with bands like Green Sky Bluegrass and Infamous String Dusters, you know, doesn't even really compute. Those are some of my favorite bands, our favorite bands, heroes of ours. And so, you know, getting mentioned in the same breath or article with them is, you know, extremely flattering in and of itself. But, you know, like you said, it's been a ride. We're just taking it day by day, you know, trying to work on getting as you know, tight as we can, push the music as far as we can. It is new to us, you know, and getting to play festivals with some of these bands who've been around for 15, 20 years can put a lot of things in perspective. But more than anything, you know, being so new to the scene and new as a band is, you know, all of these amazing artists that we've had the privilege of working with, you know, recently played a show with the String Dusters, and play with Leftover Sam, and a lot of other local bands that have been around for a while. They've all been, you know, so generous of telling us, you know, how they got to where they are, do's, the don'ts, what to prioritize. And, you know, I think just taking all that in, taking as many notes, asking as many questions, and then actually following through with the answers you get, you know, has been the biggest thing that's, I think, helped us really, you know, just keep at it and keep taking the right steps towards being able to play festivals like Winter Wondergrass.
Nice. And yeah, I think what is really impressive is you guys are playing a lot of shows, and that's really where you've gotten a lot of attention. You guys, other than a 4-song EP and a newly released single that's not even on your debut album, which hasn't yet been released. You haven't released a full debut album yet. So all the attention that you're getting is really coming from the live show experience. What can music fans who are coming to Winter Wondergrass and Steamboat, and eventually in Tahoe as well, because you'll be out there, what can they expect from the Clay Street Unit on stage show?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think just as a disclaimer, it's not just, you know, your grandpa's bluegrass or traditional bluegrass. That's not really our bread and butter. While we're all, you know, huge fans of the genre and look up to everyone who's kind of paved the way there. You know, what our sound kind of falls back on is really a blend of bluegrass, a lot of country roots, a little bit of Southern rock, a lot of folk Americana. It's kind of a blend of all these sort of string instrument genres that have, you know, all in their different right influenced us. And we really try to, you know, you have a 5-string banjo, you have a mandolin. A lot of people say, well, that's a bluegrass band. But we're really just trying to, you know, touch a lot of different bases and play what our strengths are. And, you know, a lot of bluegrass bands don't necessarily have pedal steel guitar. So that's, you know, something that, you know, sticks out on our sound. And, I think they can really just expect, our job. What we say to each other before every show is we may not be the best players on the planet, but we can, you know, throw the best party possible. So that's what we're going to do. We'll bring the energy. We'll have a lot of fun stuff worked out, play a lot of original music. But more than anything, we want to connect with the audience and just make sure everyone's having as much fun as we are. That's our job, to dance. Make sure you're dancing with us.
And it is going to be a party. It always is at Winter Wondergrass. And you guys have a busy weekend scheduled. You're playing first a free non-ticketed show that Saturday morning from 11 to 1 at the top of the Steamboat Gondola, which I think is always a really fun experience for the bands that are up there, because you get people that are coming to it because they're part of the Winter Wondergrass scene. You also have the people that are up here for the ski resort that didn't even know that Winter Wondergrass is going on, and they're kind of thrown into that mix. So you're introducing yourself to a whole lot of new people. From there, you're heading right down to the venue, and you're going to play a set down there. And then you're helping to close out the whole weekend with a Grass After Dark set with the Kitchen Dwellers on Sunday night. So very busy. Will you take the same approach to all of those sets, or will people kind of lucky enough who see them all see any subtle differences based off of where you're playing, what size stage, indoor, outdoor, and the different variables that go into it?
It's definitely going to be a busy weekend, but we wouldn't want it any other way. You know, the more we get to play, the more folks we get to meet, we get to just enjoy the weekend. And that's what it's about. It's playing with as many different, you know, people as possible. And I think the biggest thing, and we've kind of, you know, been planning a little bit, don't want to get too far ahead of the moment, but have been discussing the set list and everything like that. And I think, you know, there certainly is a different vibe of an 11 a.m. on the mountain set and maybe a, 10:30, 11 p.m. set with the kitchen dwellers after everyone's had a big weekend. And, you know, you're left with those warriors who want to take in the last set and really send it off proper. But, you know, there definitely will be some surprises. We definitely want to have a lot of fun at the late night, and the energy will be different than that morning set. But as far as on the mountain, you know, those short sets are a little shorter. I think you get 40, 45 minutes, something like that between the headliners. So I think those, the plan is just, you know, come out, swing and bring everything we've got, and our favorite songs. We've got some really cool covers we've worked out, some surprises, some sit-ins from some good friends. So there'll definitely be a lot of differences, but overall, you know, the goal is to be consistent and play as good as we can and make sure everybody enjoys it.
Nice. And, you know, like we talked about, it's going to be a busy week. You when you're not on stage, is there anything specific with the Winter Wondergrass Festival or maybe Steamboat in general that you're really excited to experience?
Yeah, I've lived out here for about 7 years, and first of all, I've never skied Steamboat, so I'm stoked Friday to have nothing on the docket.
Yeah,
get out there, get some turns in, enjoy it with the guys, and start the weekend off right, kind of getting in touch with the mountain. But I mean, there are some of these acts that, you know, I just can't wait to see. I mean, I'm more than anything a fan going to the festival, and all the way from the bottom, we've played with, you know, some guys like Deer Creek Sharpshooters, Runaway Grooms, Mountain Grass Unit, all buddies of ours, Kindhearted Strangers, Madeline Hawthorne. I mean, I've had, we've gotten a chance to hang out and play with all of them over the years. And, you know, obviously the heavy hitters, the Dead South, I can't wait to see those guys. And we actually just cut a record with Chris Pandolfi of the String Dusters. So they're always one of the acts that I feel like I can't miss when I'm in town. So I'm stoked we're going to be up there Sunday night and can catch them before we have to pop over to the late night with the Dwellers.
And you mentioned you've just cut a record. Is there any news on when that's going to be released, or anywhere where people can go to get more information, stay on an email list or anything?
You know, we will be putting an email list on the website for some updates here shortly. We're right in the thick of getting the mixes back and getting everything moved over to mastering. But with it being the first record, full transparency, we're just trying to really, you know, there's that fickle balance of wanting to release a record the week you cut it, and then wanting to make sure you put all the work on the back end out to where it's as successful as it can be. So we're in that position of figuring out what the timeline looks like to make sure all the artwork and, you know, all the million things behind the scenes that need to be put together to make sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed are good to go. I think hopefully sometime between early summer and early fall. It's hard to put a window just because we just want to make sure everything's as close to perfect as we can get it. Obviously it never is, but we just want to make sure we're doing everything the way we want it. And it's taken a little bit more time than I, you know, initially anticipated, but we've got a great team we work with on the management side of things. And they've been awesome about really walking us through what we need to, you know, really be taking care of and making sure to prioritize for the album cycle. So we'll let you know as soon as we know, I promise you that.
Well, and I'm sure that you'll have a lot of people that will be interested in knowing after you play Winter Wondergrass here in Steamboat and then move off to Tahoe in April. You're going to be getting a lot of new fans coming to your music and want to know more about how to get it. And, you know, I think of everything I've always appreciated about Winter Wondergrass in the past and what I've noticed being able to kind of talk to some of the producers, meet some of the musicians, is it's a very family-like atmosphere from the musicians, to the producers, to the audience, to the vendors. It's every year, it seems like these people are having almost like a big family reunion. And now you're playing both Steamboat and Tahoe. So I guess welcome to the Winter Wondergrass family. We're excited to have you come up here in just a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we couldn't be more excited. And, you know, like you were saying, it's such a well-run organization and all the events that they put on. I mean, Scotty from the top down just really sets the tone with the way that he, you know, curates everything, treats everyone. The staff he puts together is so exceptional. And I feel like everyone's just there for the exact same reason, to make sure we're putting together and showcasing what Steamboat and Colorado and the music scene and all the amazing fans have to offer, and that we can all get to spend a weekend together enjoying it. So we couldn't really be more excited to join in and to head to Tahoe. It's a really big step for us, and we're really grateful.
Very cool. Tickets are still available for Winter Wondergrass. If you just want the single day tickets, you can get that. You'll see Clay Street Unit on Saturday, the full weekend still available as well at winterwondergrass.com. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Appreciate it, Eli. Take care.